All right, praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to our broadcast this wonderful Sunday evening. Open prayer, I've asked had an awesome day in the Lord. It's been a great day to worship God and to be in the house of the Lord this morning. And it was truly a blessing. And those that were there, again, were blessed. And we pray that those that saw earlier were blessed as well. And again, we encourage you to be back at our next time. We'll meet together this Thursday night at 7:30. Come on out and be with us. 334 Ashford Street. We love to see you join us this week, and believe in God for a greater week. Believe in God for awesome week in the Lord. And as you come, believe and have a great week in God. And truly, God is more than able to meet every need and keep you and cover you along the way. Again, and so we encourage you to trust Him and believe in Him as you go your journey again throughout this week. Put God first. Put God first. We covered this morning, and really, really this past week, hard to believe, this past week we were, this time last week, we were at the airport trying to leave New York to go off to our conference, which we, many of you just tuning in, we was able to go to Missouri, where our national campground is, and so we spent the week out there, and I had a good time in the Lord. So we encourage you, if you ever get a chance to go with us, hey, it'd be an awesome time to go, and you'll have a great time, and again, be blessed by Almighty God. And we have a few coming up in the fall as well. And so these will be in different locations, four different locations and regional conferences. And so we encourage you, if you get a chance, sign up, get a chance to get with me, and we can work things out within the Lord. It's going to be four different locations. One is Washington State, not D.C., but Washington State. Then we have Tennessee. We have Florida and Hawaii. So again, you say, Pastor, I want to try to make one of the trips. Well, start saving your money. Start preparing now for, again, the trip if you plan on going. So we'll be making more announcements about it, dates and times soon, okay? So make plans. Make plans. Say you want to get away from New York, want to go. It could be a nice getaway plus a spiritual retreat for you, and have a good time. We always do. Always being able to receive something from God, learn of God through the preaching and teaching of God's word and the fellowship. And get a chance to meet some other brothers and sisters in the Lord within our church organization. So we encourage you to go with us. I'll be mindful again as well, our Tuesday night Bible study, and then our schedule throughout the week. So come on out and be with us again throughout the week, and join us. Share the page out. Share it out with your friends, your loved ones, the YouTube channel, and the thumbs up. Hit it. And so people can come to the channel. They can come and hear the word of God. So just don't watch. Hit thumbs up. Share it out on your page, as we oftentimes say as well, again, that others can come in. It causes YouTube and the algorithms, they call it, to, when others are coming in, it's almost like flies coming in. Flies coming in or somebody coming in to swarm around. And the internet begins to put your video out more because more and more people have been attracted to it. So how do I get people to attract to it? Well, hit the thumbs up this afternoon. Hit share on the bottom screen and share it to your page. And so we encourage you to do that. I want to come out of the Gospel of Mark. Matthew chapter 7. But also I want to, before we go there, give us opportunity to give as well. Give as well. We say thank you for your giving. Again, many have been faithful in your giving, and to support the ministry here, support the church, and continue to give unto the Lord. And really, it's your blessing. It's your blessing. Your tithe and offering belongs to God. So bless the Lord with your tithe and offerings. Bless the Lord, again, in your giving. Again, a tithe is 10%. You may say, what does tithing mean? It means 10%. And then the rest, the offerings, free will offerings, where you give, again, just according to how God touches your heart. So we encourage you to give as well through the tithing offer. You can get it, give through our website at www.myntcc.org/Brooklyn, New York. You also can give through text to give at 347-229-9933. And also our Zelle, you can give through Zelle now at ntcc.org. Excuse me, I'm talking about the email, the church email. Sorry about that. NTCC Brooklyn NY, that's what it is, at gmail.com. NTCC NY, Brooklyn NY at gmail.com. Sorry about that, folks. You see it on the screen. So be with us and gives unto the Lord. And so you would text the, excuse me, you would insert the church email as the contact for the Zelle. All right, let's go. Matthew chapter 7, we touched briefly on it this morning, and I want to rehash a little bit here in verse 13. 13 through 23, we'll focus in on chapter 7. The Bible says, "Enter ye in the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be with which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, few there be that find it." He goes and said, "Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs or thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them." And then a little further down, I'll finish up in verse 28. We'll try to fill in the blanks here in a minute. But the Bible says, and it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, that the people were astonished at his doctrine. And he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. And so a little bit, let's reread that again. He taught them as one having authority and not one of the scribes. And so for a little bit today, we want to use this to give it a title today about keeping it straight. Keeping it straight. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for your goodness. We thank you, God, for your grace, your word, God, your love toward us. Thank God for just all that you do. Thank God for being a loving Savior, loving, caring God that you are. Lord, we pray that you can touch lives and souls of men and women, move in a mighty way. God, touch their lives and souls. God, we break forth your word this evening. God, meet every need, touch every life. God, we're quick to give you praise and glory and honor in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. Amen. Amen. Keeping it straight. You've heard many times about God. People say, tell it to me straight. Tell it to me straight. And as we look at that and we think about that, how that people want to just be straight up. And in this particular case, Jesus was straight up. He was straight up. We covered this morning from chapters 5 through 7. We did a roundabout way of covering it because we wanted to point them to the theme of our conference. The theme of our conference is about seeking first the kingdom of God. And Jesus was straight up about it. He was straight up about it, how that he intended for each of us to put him first. To put our Heavenly Father first, to put the things concerning God first. He asks us to think about this. He asks us to get this on our thoughts and our minds, is what the title of this morning was about, our thoughts and our thinking. It should be first towards the kingdom, our lifestyle, our being, our schedule. Everything should be surrounded by our thoughts towards him. And so Jesus was pretty straight about it. He taught us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. The things in which man is looking for, he was straight about it. He says, just put me first and watch what I do. He said, if we don't put him first, the house will fall. If we don't put him first, things will fall apart. If we don't put him first, God, it's a blessing. The blessings go away and the curse comes in. Jesus was pretty straight about these things. We call it the Sermon on the Mount. This was the conclusion of the Sermon on the Mount here in chapter 7. And it was really Jesus was being straight again. He was being straight about it. And thank God for, again, him being straight with us. He didn't come to sugarcoat it. He didn't come to play games and skirt around the truth, but he was the real deal concerning the truth, because he is truth. He is the way. He is the life tonight. And so the Bible says, How that he in verse 13, as I kind of a title drawn from, about being straight or straight up, we see enter ye in at the straight gate. That gate that is important, the way that we enter in. Again, there's only one way in, that narrow gate, that way, again, that it requires, again, a life, a consistent life, a steady life, a life that is not turning to and fro, a split or divided, a life that doesn't have a whole lot of baggage on it, a life that don't carry a heavy load. My friend today, if you carry a heavy load today, I encourage you to shed the bags, shed the load. The other day I went to the airport, and amen, it's best to travel lightly. It's best to travel with as little as possible because of the load. The more you carry, the more you got to think about it, the more you got to pull around and do all these different things. And so I was reminded about the Jesus talking about how a rich man, when it's time for him to enter into the city, he had to unload all this stuff off the camel. And that's why he said it's easy for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to go to heaven. It's because he had all this baggage. And that was a task in itself, because they had to unload all this stuff off the camel. Unload all this baggage off the camel. The camel had to gulp through the little gate that they entered into on that part of the city. And then they would have to push everything through the gate and then reload the camel back up on the other side of the gate. It was a process. And imagine having 5, 6, 7 camels full of stuff. And so that's why he says, get rid of the baggage tonight. Get rid of the things that weigh you down. Get rid of the heavy load and burdens in your life. My friend today, he says, enter in at the straight gate. He says, wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. He said, many go in into that gate. Many enter into that place. Many enter into that city or try to get to heaven. Already try to go to heaven that way, but we cannot. He says it leads to destruction. It's a sinful life, and anybody can live in sin, as we shared a few weeks ago. Anybody can disobey. Anybody can live how they want to live, but it takes a few to say in their made-up mind and say, I'm going to live the straight and narrow way. I'm going to walk this straight path. I'm going to be what God wants me to be. My friend today, let Christ be just that in your life. He says, because straight is the gate, verse 14, is the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life. Few be that it find it. He says, not everybody's willing to do it. Not everybody's willing to surrender their lives totally to the Lord. And my friend, encourage you today to surrender your life totally. Surrender your life, a disciplined life. Where you say, you know what? First things first with God. I'm going to put God first. I'm going to put him on my radar. He's going to be my all in all. I'm going to follow after him. And the Bible says to the day, he says, but few be that it find him. The church today, even out of all of the millions that will be in heaven, the beings that will be there, that's still not enough. If you think about it, all the Johnson, I see a number, but I can't even put a finger on it. I can't even number all the men and women that are there. But Jesus said it's still just a few compared to all the men and women in eternity. All the men and women that, again, have faced it, lived this life. All the men and women that have walked the earth, he said, it's just a few that find him. My friend, make that your prayer tonight. I want to be a few. I want to be in that number. He told us here, beware of false prophets, because false prophets are trying to put everybody in heaven. False prophets won't tell you and preach it straight, is what he said. We're talking about straight up. And false prophets won't be straight, is what Jesus was saying, which come in sheep clothing, and when they are ravenous wolves, they'll say anything just to get a dollar. They'll, again, make any doctrine and create any type of teaching just to so the people will flock to them. But my friend, today we must be straight up about them. We can't be ashamed of the gospel. We can't be ashamed of the truth. Right is right and wrong is wrong. Straight is straight and crooked is crooked. Amen. And so we must be straight up. Jesus was straight up with us. He told them, he says, even every good tree in 17 bringeth forth good fruit. A corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. He was straight up about it. Wasn't any in-betweens about him. He said, we got to get right or get left. Again, them choose a side, right? White or dark. Again, and so we see here, we must choose a side. And so he says, choose corruption or the good things of God. Choose the things that are holy or choose the things that are unholy. Every tree that bringeth forth good fruit, not good fruit, is hewn down. He said, if we don't bring forth good fruit, we are hewn down. We're cut down. We're taken away. We are cast, the Bible says, into the fire. And number 20, he says, wherefore by the fruits ye shall know them. He says, if we have the fruits of darkness, the fruits of unrighteousness, he says, we will lose our soul. We will have to burn in the lake which is full of fire, my friend. He was straight up about it. Jesus didn't sugarcoat it. Again, here today, he didn't always walk around talking about his kingdom. He had to absolutely tell both sides of the story, being straight up. And you know what? Today, we must continue to be straight up. If I don't do what I'm supposed to do, I'm going to lose my soul. If I do what I'm supposed to do, I'll make it in. I've got to live that life. You've got to live that life, my friend. He says, wherefore by the fruits you shall know them. Let us be known again in the day for loving God. Let the fruit of the spirits bear witness in our lives. Joy, peace, long suffering, temperance, goodness, meekness. Again in the day, the things of the spirit, the things that, again, that come out of a Christian life, the love and the joy that radiates and blossoms from your heart and your soul. Let us, again, here today, be merciful. Let us be forgiven as we shared with you before. Let us be men and women that care for the kingdom of God. Not the fruits of darkness, which is sin. We don't have to go through it tonight. All matters of sin. He says today, let us cast off the works of darkness and come to the marvelous light tonight. Number 21, he says, but not everyone was saying unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Jesus was straight up about it. I'm talking about being straight up. Straight up. And Jesus said here, not everybody that calls me Lord, not everybody that says Savior, not everybody that goes to church, sadly, not everybody that reads their Bible. Anybody can read the Bible. We shared with you last week about the devils even believe and tremble. The devil believes and trembles. The devil knows the word. He knows it better than all of us because he's been around longer. He knows it. He's seen it. He's experienced it. He's been there every step of the way. Every step of the way, Lucifer is there. He knows. He's seen it for himself. The Bible says but we must make sure that we enter into the kingdom of heaven. We must make sure that our minds are stayed upon him. He said, many will say in that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in thy name? Number 22, he said, I thought we did this in your name, and in your name we cast out devils, in thy name we've done many miracles and wonderful works, I should say. We've done many things in your name. And it really, Jesus was straight up with you. And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. I never knew you. Jesus being straight up. Thank God for these scriptures. I remember as an early Christian, I started reading these scriptures. I said, my God. My mind went back and said, I could have lost my soul thinking that I was right. I could have lost my soul thinking that even though I was in Sunday school, even though I went to church, I could have been lost. I could have been lost. I professed, Lord, Lord, put on a good face, but I could have been lost. Jesus was straight up with us. And you know what, church? We got to be real with ourselves as well. Say, you know what? I don't want to live a life outside of Christ and lose my soul. I don't want to live a life again and even preach the gospel is what Paul said. Paul said, woe is me if I preach the gospel and become a castaway. I'll give it to you. And you think about it, he said, I can still become a castaway in spite of, and that's 1 Corinthians 9:27. He says how that, in 26 and 27, let's go there. 26:27, 1 Corinthians 9:26-27. But Paul even said it himself. He said, I can preach, teach, I can even pastor a church. But if I don't live the life, I can miss heaven. again, back to what we said, the false prophets. There are teachings and preachings that will say that you all you gotta do is just believe. We see here the devil can believe, but he's not saved. The enemy knows. He knows the truth. He knows that if we stay religious enough to make our conscience soothe, if we can just get religious, we'll be okay. But if there's no real change, we're talking about straight up tonight, if there's no change, he knows the word. The devil knows the word. God's how we I got off track here, but the devil knows the word. He knows what it says. And this is what it says, I therefore so run not of it as uncertainty. If I'm going to run this race for Christ, if I'm going to run this race for Jesus, let me do it with full assurance. Amen. With all my power, with all my strength, with all my might. Let me be straight up with myself, straight up with God. If there's sin, let me repent of it, get it right with God. I'm not going to play games with God. Let me hit the altar and pray. Let me seek the Lord for forgiveness. Let me be straight up, not uncertainty. Well, I don't know if I'm saved or not. No, there should be no doubt about it, my friend, today. Don't let the devil lie to you about it either. Live the life with not any uncertainty. He says, so I fight not as one that beateth the air. If I'm going to serve God and live for God, let me make sure I'm on point. Let me make sure I'm being straight up with God and myself and be straight up with others, not to live the life of hypocrisy is what this was all about. The Bible says in 27 is what I'll get you to. He says, but I keep under my body and bring it to subjection. How can I not live a life, a double life, a hypocritical life? He said, I must keep my body under subjection. I must keep this flesh and my ways, again, subjected to the Spirit of God. When the flesh wants to go do something outside of God's will, you cannot obey it. We must keep the body in subjection. The heart is subjected to the word of God. It's subjected to the Spirit of God. And when that still small voice speaks, listen and obey it. The Bible says, bring it into subjection, at least by any means. I have preached to others, is what Paul said. Paul said, I can preach to others. He said, and I myself should be a castaway. So there's a doctor, again, the doctor says, oh, well, once you believe, you're good. He says, I can have preached the word all my life. I can preach the word for 50 years. And if it's not in my heart, if I'm not living the life, the priest to teach the life, again, that I preach and teach, he said, I can become a castaway myself. I'm talking about straight up tonight. So let's go back to our text in Matthew chapter 7. We're talking about straight up. And so he says, we must be real with ourselves. Verse 22, back to 22, he says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied? So there he said, I can preach all day long. I can post all day long the things of God. Put on a good show. He said, in thy name, cast out devils. How can you cast out devils and be a false prophet at the same time? Well, because of that receiver's faith. The receiver's faith. Many times you can see miracles done. It's really the receiver. Oftentimes it's the receiver. Now, again, our walk with God makes a difference as well. But that receiver, and really, you can pray and believe for God. I can pray and believe with you for healing. And God, the Bible said, to a degree, hey, it shall be done. So, again, you think about it. I'm praying for healing for this person. But if my heart's not right, God can still honor that prayer because of the receiver's prayer as well. But we don't want to be it that way. We want to be mutual with God, mutual in one accord with our Lord and the Savior. But I wanted to bring this out because we must be straight up. We must be straight up. He said, we've done works in thy name. I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. So known sin, he says, ye that are workers of sin, ye that are dwelling in lawlessness and things in which are not pleased unto me. He says here, I never knew you. You were never one of mine. I share with you many times when I read this. It's like that child that was in school, being a child in school and acting up in school. And you being a good parent, you go down to that school and you get all these reports that your child is bad. Your child is acting up. Your child's not listening. Your child is this, that, and the other. Your child is disrupting the class. Your child is in the hallway fighting and carrying on and talking back to the teacher. This is your child. And so you storm down and say, not my child, not my child. And sometimes, you know, the kids can swindle their parents into believing them, on and on and on. And so naturally, the parent is in defense. But again, in reality, I want to bring this home because in reality, again, there's sometimes a parent begins to say, "I know I didn't teach you that way." In other words, "I know I didn't teach you this way. I know, again, in the day, you don't do this at home. You don't live this way at home, and you're not representing my household. You're not representing my household, so I never knew you. That's not my kid. That's not my child." In other words, that should really be your that's your thoughts, because that's not the way that I raised them. And so Jesus said the same thing. He says, "I never knew you." That's not the behavior of one that belongs to our Heavenly Father. That's not a child of God that behaves that way. And brothers and sisters, today, so he was straight up with us. Thank God Jesus was straight up. These are not my words. These are Jesus' words. He says, "I never knew you." He was being straight up with us. And really, it caused us to be straight up with ourselves and say, "You know what? I want to live a life pleasing unto him." Let's move on. "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I would liken unto a wise man that built his house upon a rock." He was being straight up and using an analogy here about how when the rains come upon your life, then things will happen. We can't paint a pretty picture here and say, you know, life will be rosy. Your Christianity, your Christian walk will be, again, a paradise. Your Christian life will be a smooth sailing. No, he says things will beat upon your life. Floods will come into your life. Things will happen. Jesus was being straight up with us. He says, "Prepare. Prepare for tribulation. Prepare for things that will come your way." He says, "Prepare." He says, "And when they come upon you and beat up on your house," he says, it will cause, no doubt, the house to even be knocked down sometimes. He says, "It may cause everything to topple down and fall apart. But you know what? There's a rock that standeth sure. And that rock is God. And in spite of what goes on, stand sure in God." He says, "And everyone heard these sayings of mine and doeth them not is like unto a foolish man which built his house upon sand." And so you see, at the same time, when it's on shaky ground, and when again you they have the support and stand on the rock of ages, the rock that is standing the test of time, he says the house will fall apart, and great will be that fall. And so the man that stands in God will be able to stand the test of time. That woman that stands on Christ will be able to stand throughout the test of time. Let's move on. We're going to try to wrap this up. He says, "And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them is like unto a foolish man." He's been this house upon sand. 27, "And the rains ascended, and the floods came, and the wind blew upon it, and it beat the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." Great was the fall. He didn't paint a pretty picture. He was being straight up. He says, "We must build our lives upon him who is our firm foundation. Trust in the Heavenly Father." It was really a straight up message about two different lives, and it's up to us to choose. My friend, today I pray that you will choose the words of Christ. Choose to enter in at the straight gate. How he opened this up. Let's go back to that real quick as we close. He said, "Enter ye in at the straight gate," verse 13. Enter ye in at the straight gate. We're talking about straight up. Being straight up with God. "For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many be there which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate," number 14, "straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads unto life. Few be that it find it." Be a part of that few. Be a part of that few to say, you know what? Just because the world is doing living this way, just because I've seen phonies all around. And I shared it many times. Again, Jesus pulled out here about being a phony, being a hypocrite, all these different things. And many times people will use that to where they don't come to service. They will use that and say, you know, "I'm not going to live for God because they're not living. I see too many phonies, too many fake Christians." Oh, no. People use any type of excuse. The devil will give us all manners of excuses not to live for him. But I oftentimes tell people, I say, "But you don't have to be that way." And I say, not everybody's a hypocrite. They're not all, everybody's not all a false prophet. Not everybody's, again, a living a double life. There are real genuine Christians, and you can be a real genuine Christian. My friend, today, do not let that hinder you from serving and living for God. Jesus was straight up with us. And how do I live for God, being straight up with God? Say, "You know what, God, I'm not gonna play games. I'm gonna be real with you. I want a relationship with you. I want to serve you and live for you. I'm not gonna turn to the right or to the left. I'm gonna be straight up and live the life you want me to live." Make a commitment, being straight up with God. really saying, you know what, God, for the rest of my days, I'm going to live for you. For the rest of my days, I'm going to serve you. For the rest of my days, I will follow after you. As we finish up, he says, and it came to pass, 28, he says, it came to pass, Jesus ended these signs. He says, and the people were astonished at his doctrine. They had never heard anything so straight up. So straight up. And really, that's what our world needs. Again, in a crooked and perverse world, we need something that's straight. We need something that's going to keep us straight. When you get to talking about the kingdom of heaven and losing your soul and hell and fire, Jesus broke it all down. You know what? That should be enough to keep you straight. Not only that, but you want to see the blessings of God. You say, my life is not working itself out. I never see the breakthrough. I see my God. I never see that breakthrough. Well, Jesus told you, he says, enter in at the straight gate. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek and his righteousness. Let me do what's right. And I'm telling you, all these other things will be added unto you. Do the right thing. Do the right thing. And watch God bless. He said, for he taught as one having authority and not as a scribe. He taught because he is all powerful. He's almighty. He's God himself in the flesh. He was God manifested in the flesh. In church of the day, he taught because, again, he is the word of God. He taught it and no doubt enforced it because of the seriousness of it all. And we must be straight up about our soul, be straight up about our eternity, be straight up with God. Because there's nothing that, I'm going to be straight up with, there's nothing in this world that will satisfy like Jesus can. There's nothing that can fulfill like the Holy Spirit. There's nothing that's gratifying like a to walk with Christ and to be saved. You know, in your life, as we seek the Lord's face, you make that your prayer, saying, God, I want to be straight up with you. If you never accepted Jesus Christ, your Lord, your Savior, make that your prayer and say, God, come into my heart. I want to be saved. I'm tired of running. I'm tired of living a life you want me to live. I'm tired of living a double life. I'm tired of just being a believer on surface. But God, I want to be a true believer in you. I want to live for you every day. I want to serve you. Make a full commitment to Christ. I want to be real with you. And so you make that your prayer this evening. Say, Lord, come into my heart. Come into my soul. I believe that you are the Son of God. God, I confess my sins before you. I confess I'm wrong, God. I've sinned against you, God. I pray that you will forgive me of all my sins. Save me. Wash me clean today with your precious blood. I receive you and I believe in you as Lord and Savior of my life. You are Lord. Be my Lord. Be my King and my Savior. From this day forward, I give my life to you. Be straight up with God. Be straight up with him and begin to not let nothing hinder from the blood entering into your life and all the portions of your life, every avenue of your life. You say, God, I want to be saved. Cleanse me. Make me whole. Wash me clean. I'm not going to hide anything from you. I'm not going to keep anything back. I remember when I came to Christ, things begin to flash up in my mind about things I was getting rid of out of my heart and my soul, the things that were displeasing. I didn't want to leave anything uncovered. I didn't want to have any causes, any doors underneath the bed, underneath my, strictly speaking, in the back corner somewhere, in the back room. God, take it all. Forgive me and make me whole. That was being straight up. Be straight up with God and say, God, everything, I give it over to you. And God, I surrender my life to thee. Church, that's the greatest prayer. That's the greatest decision that you can ever make. Just give your life over to Jesus. To Jesus. And today as we close, we say thank God for the gift of salvation. We say thank God for the wonderful gift that he gives to all mankind. And let us walk this life, live this life. Let's live the straight and narrow. Going forward, don't carry the baggage and burdens of sin, baggage and burdens of stress and worry. Give it over to God. Put him first. And when you do that, God will see you through. You're facing trials right now, facing battles. Don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. Give it over to God and watch him bless you. God bless you. Our prayer. We'll see you soon. Tuesday night Bible study. Look forward to some great things in the week ahead. Come out now and be with us. Thursday at 7:30 as well. in the house of the Lord come, expecting, believing God for great and mighty things and going forward. God bless you. We'll see you soon.